Hey Haunters, this is Pasher, and I just landed in Dallas, Texas for the 2021 Texas Haunters Convention. At the show, I'll be teaching a Haunt Faces face paint workshop on Friday, where I'll be showing several designs you can replicate to help give your haunt attraction guests nightmares. You know that's what you want to do, as well as scare the kids down your street. Also, be sure to catch my Saturday body paint demos, a voodoo witch doctor, and a biomechanical design that's going to be so sweet, both sponsored by XFX Makeup. And do not miss my Zombies and Virus Effects demo class on Sunday. Wear clothes you don't mind getting fake blood on. Immediately after that, I'll be doing a portfolio review. So bring your portfolio up and I'll give it a constructive critique, as well as give you any advice to help you out if and where you need it. I'll share some tips and tricks along the way too. Again, this is all at the 2021 Texas Haunters Convention. So come by and say, hey, I'm excited to meet you. I'll see you soon.
This weekend, July 17th and 18th, Haunters and Halloween fans alike will gather at the Mesquite Convention Center for the Texas Haunters Convention. This two-day cash and carry style Halloween convention is open to the public and has a wide variety of exhibitors, classes, and activities geared for everyone from haunt owners and industry professionals to enthusiasts, families, and trick-or-treaters of all ages. Earlier this year, I interviewed events coordinator Cully Franks and vendor coordinator Brandon Marshall, and since the Texas Haunters Convention is this weekend, I thought we'd replay that interview. But first, here's a little update on some of the offerings that were announced since we aired the original interview. First, details about the pre-convention haunt tour were officially announced. Friday evening, hop aboard a charter bus to tour two local haunts, Moxley Manor Haunted House and Dark Hour Haunted House. Attendees will experience a full lights-on walkthrough of each haunt and backstage areas while speaking directly with some of the haunt's key designers and staff. Next, the education announcements. As you already heard at the top of the show, Pressure is the featured presenter. However, the convention also features classroom-style education on numerous topics, make and takes, and stage demonstrations, all taught by industry professionals. There are a ton of classes. There are far too many for me to read to you right now, but I asked our team to pick their favorites, and here they are. Theme park designs for smaller haunts on Saturday. Join creative directors Robert Keith from Six Flags Over Texas and Ray Mitchell from Scream's Halloween Park as they share their design process for the haunt season. Learn how to adapt these theme park ideas and techniques to your own home haunt. The ins and outs of Haunted House Sliding, also on Saturday. Colton Davidson from Six Flags Over Texas leads this Q&A class about haunt sliding and safety. There will be haunt gear available to view, and attendees will learn tips and tricks to create their own sliding gear. Following the class, a sliding demonstration will take place on the convention floor to see the proper techniques and safety practices in action. Foam Smithing 101 on Sunday. In this beginner-focused class, Frostbite Cosplay will teach attendees the basics of working with EVA foam to create costumes and props. Frostbite Cosplay is a sibling team of Aspen, Briston, and Bryce Eden. Specializing in larger-than-life builds, their portfolio boasts over 100 builds, ranging from a life-size Toothless the Dragon to a full-size Orisa. EMS in the Haunt Industry, also on Sunday. Justin Freeman, Security and EMS Supervisor at Dark Hour, leads this class on the treatment and care for your staff on the go that won't stop the show. Finally, here's an update on the exhibitors. Texas Haunters Convention features over 100 exhibitors throughout their main hall. And on Sunday, artist Pressure will provide free portfolio reviews at the XFX makeup booth. Both general admission and VIP passes are still available for this weekend. Okay, those are all the updates. And now, here's our original interview with Cully and Brandon.
Basically, Texas Haunters Convention is a group of seven members that's made up of different people for operations, education, volunteers, social media, education. So we're going to have all that at our show. And it takes quite a few people to handle this because we want it to be a very large show. We have this whole group of experience, which is combined 100 years. It's fantastic.
We have a lot of vendors here in the industry that are from Texas. And we needed a place to be. Texas is one of the biggest markets for Halloween, and a lot of TV shows and movies are filmed here. And there's a lot of interest. There's a hunger, there's a thirst for this, for Halloween, for our love of Halloween. And it just seems natural to have a convention here, a gathering of all these like-minded people who just want to celebrate Halloween.
So you're allowing families as well, and I think you're even encouraging costumes.
Absolutely. Our attendees range from home haunters, cosplay enthusiasts, professional haunters, or just regular passerby. Now, like I said, there's a big thirst for what we have or what we do here in the Metroplex. We're not a trade show. We are a convention of all people who just love Halloween and everything that comes with it. As far as costumes go, you can certainly come in costume and we encourage it. It's all about love for the holiday. And Halloween for most of us is a lifestyle. And we all love a reason to get dressed up in character. We are family friendly. So make sure that if you do come with costumes, make sure that there's nothing obscene and make sure you don't bring any real weapons.
What do you have planned for the costume?
Oh, I'm excited about the costume ball. We are so excited about the lineup this year. This is going to be the biggest we've had. First off, we have DJ Dustin. Now, he works at one of the local haunted houses here in the Metroplex, one of the larger ones. He is such a good DJ. He's this great guy. And he's going to bring the party. He's going to be DJing the dance through most of the costume ball as people are showing up. Then we have our super popular costume contest. It's just a great show. Last year, the winner of the show was this guy on stilts. He was a Krampus. And he was this huge Krampus with these giant horns. And the funny thing about it is he's one of the local home haunters here locally. Beautiful costume, just intricate detail down to the stitch. He was carrying a cart with his wife in it. And his wife was in costume as a little girl. And she was playing the part as a little girl. It was a little creepy, just saying, just a little creepy. But she was playing the part as this little girl. And they has this cart with these reed cage over it where she couldn't get out. And he was dragging her all over the stage and all over the convention floor. It was such a cool show. So yes, we have our popular costume show that night. Our guest judges come from all over the haunt and cosplay community. They're some of the biggest names in the community. And we also have a few people from Hollywood coming down, some possibly Academy Award winning makeup artists. Plus, that night after the costume contest, we have Marquis de Vaudeville performing. They're a local rock band and they have such a cool sound. They have this Tim Burton-esque rock sound that is just, it's a perfect fit for us. Yeah, they do a really good job. And we are so excited to have them come. Of course, dressing up is not required, but we do encourage you to come out in costume.
So what other special guests do you have lined up?
We have the award-winning special effects duo, Matthew Mungle and Mike McCracken. They'll be showing our attendees how to make and apply a Hollywood-level werewolf makeup. Last year, they did this amazing Nosferatu makeup that was just phenomenal. And so this year, they're going to do the same thing. They'll be down in our make and take area. At least that's what we have planned so far. So that way you can come up and you can see and watch Hollywood magic being made right in front of you. Matthew Mungle won an Academy Award for his makeup on Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula. He also worked on Broadway's Wicked. Mike McCracken worked on The Twilight Zone, Leviathan, Creature. Just an amazing duo. Huge history, years and years of experience. And they're just great guys. We have Mr. Creepypasta returning this year. He's a storyteller on YouTube. He has over 1 million follows. He's scheduled to teach a class or two. And on the stage, he's going to do his popular Creepypasta story time. And then the last one I'm going to tease you with, we have a duo, a fellow named Robert Keith, who has over 30 years experience in the theme park industry. He's recently been with Six Flags Over Texas. He produced the Batman show. If you remember the special effects and the stuff from the Batman show, if you've been to Six Flags Over Texas, he's produced the Fright Fest for the last, 5-10 years. He's worked with MGM Grand, Silver Dollar City, Universal Kingdom over in India. He's been all over the place. He and another fellow from locally here, we have a place called Scream. In the spring, they're Scarborough Fair. In the fall, they're scary. And so Ray Mitchell is the creative director from Screams. Both of them are going to come together. They will have a really cool panel where they show these amazing tricks that they've learned throughout the years for the large scale theme parks, things that Six Flags does, things that MGM does. And they're going to show how you can pare that down for the home haunt.
We'll have education. We have special guests. We have a wonderful celebration of Halloween happening here and everything you need to learn about it and to put on everything from a great display to a haunted attraction. So one last thing I want to make sure that we do touch on is you are partnered with a charity this year. So tell us a little bit about the charity and what you're giving to the charity.
Yes, sir. We are partnered with Don't Be a Monster. We fully support their mission. This year, the Texas Haunters Convention has pledged $1 of every attendee ticket to be sold to be donated to them for their cause. I'm a teacher myself, and I get to see the benefits of what they do. Their message is so needed right now. And so we absolutely support their mission. We love them. And we can't wait to help them out any way we can.
Okay, gentlemen. Thank you so much for the time today for this interview. Today's show is produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production by David Swope. Support for the Haunted Attraction Network comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Gantam illuminates attractions worldwide with the world's smallest intelligent spotlights. Are you curious to see what Gantam is all about or even catch up on our new products? Well, now you can Zoom directly with Gantam's design team and you can demo some of our new fixtures all for free. Sign up at gantam.com/demo. That's gantam.com/demo. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.